The battle was building to a new ferocity. Han could feel that in the growing rumble beneath his feet, hear it in the rising screech of wall-muted blaster fights. Every once in a while, he thought he could hear yelling voices, sometimes even catch the muffled sizzle of a striking lightsaber. It was still too early to know whom he was hearing, but he was starting to hope that O'Hawley had been right, that Leia and her brother had survived the ambush and had finally come. Unfortunately, there wasn't much Han could do to find out. He was completely safe as long as he stayed on the Durasteel balcony. But the instant he stepped through the holographic wall that surrounded it, the cannon doors retracted and a synthetic voice started to ask for non-existent authorization codes. Even so, there were three hatches on the outer rim of the security ring, and he had risked his life many times by trying everything he could think of to open them all. That was the trouble with Kalumai traps. The longer you were stuck in one, the more insidious they grew. Half afraid that the battle sounds he was hearing were just a new twist on the Kref's torture games, Han grabbed his blaster rifle and went to stand across from the noisiest hatch. Through the one-way holograph, the hatch had a blue tint that made it look like a holograph itself. Near the control pad, there was a carbon star where he had fired a dozen bolts at it earlier. Knowing that the pinging of a blaster bolt would carry through the battle din far better than his voice, Han fired a bolt into the door.
"Hey, Leia!"
he yelled.
"Is that you out there?"
He fired into the door again, and the holographic wall dissolved. A synthetic voice spoke from the ceiling.
"Access denied."
"What?"
Han yelled. It didn't make any sense. He had fired at the doors dozens of times, and nothing like that had happened.
"Wait. Hold on."
Out in the security ring, doors clunked open. Blaster cannons began to descend from the arched ceiling and pivot toward the balcony. Han turned and hurled himself over the railing. He came down hard on his blaster rifle and felt his breath leave. The cannons roared, and ricochets boiled across the stone circle toward him. He saw darkness ahead and scrambled to shelter beneath the balcony and lay there in the shadows, aching and gasping and cursing the entire Kalumai species. How long the barrage lasted, Han could not guess. It felt like an eternity. He was still struggling to fill his aching lungs when the rain of cannon bolts finally stopped. A strange stillness fell over the chamber, and for a second, he lay beneath the balcony, listening to his ears ring. Then the battle din grew abruptly sharper as a hatch door opened, and Han grew aware of an unwelcome emptiness in his hands. He looked out from under the balcony and found his blaster rifle lying in plain view out on the stone circle, exactly where he had left it in his scramble to escape the automatic cannons. The bottom half of the hand grip had been blown apart. Otherwise, the weapon still looked functional. The hatch closed again, and a familiar whirr sounded from the security ring. From his position, Han couldn't see who had arrived, but he knew that sound. Power bodies.